I tell you, I'm forgetting things left, right and centre. You want your first clue for where in the world is Andy Mossack? Because he's back on tonight. Now, he'll be on. This is our roving travel reporter, and we'd like to stress we pay for none of his travel. None of your licence fee goes on this. However, he travels the world, many and varied different places. He gets into all sorts of adventures, and we'll be talking to him in about 20 minutes. Now, I do have clue number one, because I don't know where he is, and you can help me find him. Here it is. The most popular dish here is pho, which is a large bowl of broth, rice noodles to which beef or chicken is added, along with bean sprouts and lemon juice. People eat it for breakfast, lunch and dinner, and it's delicious. The most popular dish is pho. Apparently, that's how it's said over there. We might call it pho over here. Large bowl of broth, rice noodles, beef and chicken, bean sprouts and lemon juice. Eaten every day, all through the day. Clue number one, where is he? If you think you know, maybe you've been yourself, maybe you've eaten it. 81333 and Russ at the start of your message. Are you thinking, help me find where in the world is Andy Mossack? Another clue after the 11 o'clock news and the man himself about 20 past 11. Right now, though, the next part of Storyville.
The Late Show with Russell Walker.
BBC Radio.
So it'll be about 20 minutes until we get Andy Mossack on again, right? So, he's in a different part of the world. You've had the first clue about pho, or fur, if you lurkle. The large bowl of broth, rice noodles, eaten there very widely, breakfast, lunch and dinner. Here is your second and final clue. I am 7 hours ahead of you, in an iconic city of 8 million people and even more bikes and scooters. For a long time, this was a French colony until the mid-50s, when facing a long, drawn-out war, they were replaced by American forces until April 75. It was renamed in honour of the communist leader who defeated the USA and unified the country, which is how it remains today. So there is the two clues for where in the world is Andy Mossack. Graham and Craig says Andy's in Bangkok. However, that was before we had the second clue, so Andy in Bangkok. David in Arbuthnot. Thailand is where you think the man is. Thailand. And an email from Malcolm in Geisley saying, I think Andy Mossack is in Vietnam. That was before you did that, so yeah, in Vietnam. No, I think he is in Vietnam. I think he's obviously in Vietnam, isn't he? But it's where exactly in Vietnam? I've got a guess, but we'll just have to put it to him later. If you can help out and you think you know where he is. 81333 and Russ at the start of that message. Plus, it is Songs for Insects and the Sit Sound. You ready? For where in the world is Andy Mossack? Sue in Murfield says, Andy's in Vietnam here. Colin in Pudsey is in Ho Chi Minh City. Compass Barmaid saying Ho Chi Minh City. Steve in Doncaster saying Ho Chi Minh City. Used to be called Saigon, didn't it? But Ho Chi Minh City. Lynn saying the same thing. Graham and Craig now saying it too. Right now, though, we have had loads of guesses and suggestions as to where in the world our roving travel reporter is. His name is Andy Mossack, and they seek him here, they seek him there. But he can be absolutely anywhere, and in fact, he's at the end of the line now. Hello there, Andy.
Ah, so, Mr. Walker, we meet again.
Exactly. Now, thanks to your clues, we've been having a look around here, and yeah. Now from the clues I got, you were in the East, you were in the exotic East there, and then we started talking about food, and then we talked about history, we talked about the Vietnam War. The consensus is Ho Chi Minh City. Are we correct, Andy Mossack?
You are bullseye.
Bullseye. Absolutely. Now, how come you're always somewhere for a reason? So, how comes you're in Ho Chi Minh City?
Well, it's an interesting story. It's two in one, really. One is that Vietnam Airlines have just launched brand new Dreamliners, which is quite surprising. You would think that, mm-hmm. But yeah, and so it's a big push to try and get people interested in Vietnam and. I had a wedding in Australia, a family wedding. So why not combine the two? So there you go.
There it is.
Two
birds with one stone, why not? I mean, we'd all do the same if we were in that position.
Why not, yeah. But I've got to tell you, I mean, most people, you know, you listened about Ho Chi Minh City. It's that great city, isn't it? It's Vietnam and all that sort of thing. But I prefer Saigon. I don't know about you, but they call it both things. And Saigon to me has got that sort of iconic feel to it, don't you think?
I think it does. Well, they're both obviously huge, huge names. And I remember years doing history and studying, you know, Ho Chi Minh, the man. But, you know, and Saigon, is it? So they use both names there.
They use both names officially because of, you know, this was once the capital of South Vietnam, which was a democratic republic in the 50s and 60s. And there was the communist North. So it's been unified since 1975, and it's still communist, but much, much more relaxed. And it's, you know, officially, they want it to be called Ho Chi Minh City because Saigon was of course, the name of it when it was a democratic republic. So, you know, it kind of the rules and regulations, but everybody here, as far as they're concerned, locally, it's Saigon.
Okay.
And, go on.
No, I was going to say, it's quite a populous place. It is a big city, Saigon. Mm. I mean, it's not small by any stretch of the imagination, and it has that sort of exotic feel to it. So, I mean, here you are. You're there. You're on the ground now. I mean, lots of people do travel to Vietnam, and they say it's incredible sort of value for money when you're going around there. So, as a city, what does it have to offer as a city?
It's unbelievable, really. When you consider as well, someone told me a startling fact that it's only 8% of tourism is only 8% of its sort of national income, if you like. The rest of it is the biggest coffee exporter in the world after Brazil. Amazing. Amazing.
Wow.
But anyway, there is signs everywhere of, you know, it's colonial French past. I mean, it's not just the housing, the architecture, but you've got the food, and as I mentioned, coffee. There's this lovely thing called banh mi, which is lovely baguettes, French baguettes filled with pâté, mayo, and lots of cold cuts. It's very clean. It's got some fantastic street food. And, of course, you said, you're quite right, it's very cheap. The currency is dong. And it's 33,000 to the pound.
33,000 dong in a pound.
Yeah.
What will 33,000 dong get you on the streets of Saigon?
Well, that wonderful pho, as we called it, or, you know, it's spelt pho, P-H-O. But pho, a whole bowl of pho with everything in it, is £2, probably £1.80. Fantastic. I bought a pair of kind of shorts, you know, in the street, £3. So it's ridiculously cheap. I mean, really ridiculously cheap. And there's these amazing bikes and scooters. You know, I said there are literally millions of these bikes everywhere. I saw a whole family on a scooter. There was four of them on a scooter with some furniture tied behind their backs too. So, I mean, they put literally the kitchen sink on a scooter, if that's a, you know, if you can believe that.
Well, it's a very, very much a kind of, I mean, we've got to mention this. There's a lot of it because you look at, yes, there's been money in Saigon as a city. So, yes, it does have some skyscrapers. And, yes, it does have, you know, a financial district. And so there's a lot of money and a lot of polished glass and a lot of shining metal and chrome. But for actual real Vietnamese people, it's very much a kind of a make, do and mend existence, because they don't really have access to things to replace it all with. That's what I get the sense when I've seen, well, I've spoke to friends who've travelled through, but also seen it on television programmes. You do get a sense that, you know, things last an awful long time because they have to, you know?
Well, actually, they do. There is this sort of gap between the rich and the poor, but a guy told me yesterday, in fact, that most people own their own apartments. Excuse me. It's literally handed down through the generations. So not many people rent. They buy apartments.
Okay.
But there's 24 districts. They call it, you know, District 1 to 12, for instance. District 1 is downtown, where I am now.
Uh-huh.
But there's this amazing kind of, you know, this war history. Because growing up as a kid, I saw lots of TV about the Vietnam War. Mm. And I went to the Caravelle Hotel, where all the war correspondents were based. And up on the roof, which is now a bar, but in that hotel, they took that legendary picture of the helicopter on top of the CIA station.
Wow.
And those people leaving, you know, Vietnam. And that picture was taken up on that roof. So that was pretty something. And there's lots to see in Saigon. There's the War Remnants Museum, which is a story of Vietnam War. It's the bad stuff that the USA and various other people had to put up with here. So that's good. I'm going to go and see that today, actually. There's the landmark building, the Independence Palace. I don't know if you remember that tank smashing through the gates of the Independence Palace here, right in the middle of Saigon. And yesterday we went to the Cu Chi Tunnels, which was something really amazing. As a kid, another sort of a box I've ticked, you know. You could literally crawl through those tunnels. We went up by riverboat, 90 minutes into the jungle, and there's this 250K tunnel network. Quite extraordinary, actually.
Good
crawling on my hands and knees through the tunnels. So that was pretty amazing. But I would say if you're anyone who's thinking of coming to Saigon, you definitely need, I would suggest, don't just wander around. You would need to get, I would suggest anyway, get a proper tour guide, you know, people who know what they're doing, because you get much more out of a destination, I think, when you're with people on the low, locally who really know what they're doing. That's something I would certainly suggest, because it's so different to anywhere else, the East particularly.
So, you know, like when you here's the thing, because I mean, it's got a fascinating history, certainly, you know, what the last 50 years of it's fascinating, but much beyond that, and further through Vietnam. So get a good tour guide. Now, there's a lot of people, it seems to me that it's very popular with kind of, you know, students who are travelling, and lots of, you know, younger people will be there going on gap years and whatnot. But, I mean, you know, because you probably have seen other tourists coming around here. I mean, is there, which nation use Vietnam as their holiday hotspot, and do you see lots of different ages, or is it sort of the sort of the home of young people who are on gap years and trying to find themselves and all that kind of jazz?
Yeah, interesting that. There is distinct groups, as I call it. I think there's a lot of Australians, because here it's sort of an 8-hour flight, really, sort of like us to the US. You get a lot of Aussies, and quite a lot of Europeans too. I mean, I've come across lots of Germans and Swedish people, Dutch, I think also you've got a sense some French too, because people speak French here, in part, particularly the older generation, because of the history. So now I'm seeing a lot more what I would call adventurous older people, but because they're opening this the whole country up, and they really want to try and increase the amount of tourism they get here, I think it's better opportunities than ever before, particularly because of its value for money. So like I said, I would certainly not hesitate in recommending experienced travel groups, people I've got with, because they've really got people all over the country. So Saigon for me is a boyhood dream. I'm very, very excited, Russ.
I can tell. Well, I can tell, actually. But it's to see in real life all of those stories you read about when you were a kid. I'm exactly the
Absolutely
same.
Absolutely,
it's like,
it.
I mean, it's fascinating. Listen.
Yeah. Actually, can I just say, have I got time?
Yes, sir. Yeah, of course,
have
yeah.
I got go time?
Yeah,
Thank
go
you.
On. Yeah, yeah.
I did speak to some local people, and I'm only doing this from a local, my small benchmark perspective. I asked them about what they thought of the USA, and, you know, are Americans very welcome here? And they're very nice. They're lovely people, the Vietnamese, very, very warm, very friendly. I said to them, you know, what do you think of that? And he said, well, it goes into two groups. The grandparents are the ones that remember the war. And to them, it's kind of different. And within that, it's two parts. There's some that obviously are unhappy about their memories, but there's others who actually thought, well, you know, communism is great for us because we'll all have equality, and that didn't work out for them. So they said, in retrospect, they were disappointed that the communists won. And then you have the young people really, they think USA is the place where all the good pop songs come from, you know? So right. for them, they don't have any problem yeah. at all. So it's quite interesting when you get these two different types of thinking, you know? It's interesting.
So it's worth saying as well, where you are now, of course, in Saigon, we're, it's about, what, 6:30 in the morning where you are?
Indeed. Yes, excellent. It's already Friday.
Yeah, already Friday. You'll have a weekend before we do. And would you like to know, because I know you're always fascinated by this, Andy, this is the twin towns of Saigon.
Oh,
would you,
oh,
now, believe it or not, there's nothing in here that I find slightly in any way confusing, but believe it or not, Moscow is a twin city.
Really?
Yeah, San Francisco is a twin city. And Barcelona is a twin city of Saigon.
Well... Who knew?
You live and learn. You learn something new every day, don't you? Listen, Andy, fabulous to hear from you. If you get some photos, will you share them on our Facebook page?
Oh, I've got some corkers. Yes. I shall be bringing those with me.
Brilliant stuff. Thanks very much, Andy. Take care and happy travels.
Yeah, next week we've got another one.
Oh, looking forward to it already. He's already on Friday. Lucky man. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? The answer was Saigon, Ho Chi Minh City, however you'd like to say it. I'll tell you what, I'll have a quick tune from Babs.